The People's Justice League is an organization dedicated to creating safer streets, establishments, and gathering places in Southeast Ohio. Since 2013, the organization's director, Sarah Fick, has offered training to local businesses to help them be more welcoming to marginalized groups.
In the beginning, we went around with like letters to all the bar owners in the area and just kind of knocked on doors and tried to see, you know, if anyone was interested. And largely the answer was no, like, we don't have time for this, or we don't have the funding for this, or whatever. But Donkey, Jackio's, and Obetti's were all people that were totally on board, like, right from the get-go.
After the employees of a business complete the 1 to 2 hour training, they receive a sticker and a plaque to present to their customers. In the training, the employees are taught how to shut down microaggressions or offensive jokes, and how these situations can escalate into bigger problems.
So if we set the stage early on that jokes or whatever are not going to be tolerated in this space, then that's going to send the message loud and clear that we're not going to allow things to escalate.
Despite good intentions, some believe that 2 hours isn't enough time to be equipped to deal with a wide range of harassment issues. Casey Arnold used to be an RA and ARD in gender-neutral housing at Ohio University, and went through over 6 hours of diversity training a semester.
Especially if it's like places where these kinds of things are really necessary, like bars. 2 hours, isolated, alone, doesn't feel like a lot. The fact that they offer it at all is a good thing, but people, you don't just like learn this like once and then like that's all. I would think that it should be something that employees or anyone working somewhere should do a few times.
Over at Jackio's, manager AJ Castro says the training is a useful resource for his employees.
You know, we had issues, and just being in an environment that was, you know, very alcohol driven, we had known that, you know, that it was an important thing for us to try and train our staff to be able to, intervene in instances that were uncomfortable.
The Active Bystanders Certified campaign is expanding in southeastern Ohio, and Fick hopes that if the People's Justice League gets more resources, they will be able to work with even more local businesses and festivals, such as Casa Nueva Restaurant and Cantina, the Smiling Skull Saloon, and Nelsonville Music Festival. Active bystander training may not only teach different workplaces how to deal with lower levels of harassment, it may also be a good business move in terms of capital.
I imagine that there are some demographics that are comforted by knowing that we're a safer space, at least I hope so.
Students tend to be the target audience of many businesses on Court Street. For Sycamore High School senior Ethan Cohen, who identifies as gay, he cares about where he spends his money. As he is looking at which college he plans to attend, whether businesses care about this sort of training is a factor in his decision.
I would be more likely to attend or go to bars or restaurants that advertise that they're friendly towards the community that I'm part of, as opposed to places that don't.
In the end, however, what is most important is that the training will allow businesses in Athens to provide safe tactics to prevent harassment within the workplace, ultimately leading to happier staffs and a safer environment. With WOUB News, this is Kai Cobb.